Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15. This is letter number 5484. Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of Iyar, Tovshin Zayin, Brooklyn. The young man, a bacher still, Shmuel Eliezer Sheyichya Halperin. And I think I mentioned last time we had some letters from him earlier before. When I went for the, by the Rebbe Shaliach in Torah Emes in Yerushalayim, in Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav, he was one of the spiritual guides of the yeshiva, the Mashpia. Shalom Uvracha, the Rebbe writes to him, after an interruption, I got your letter dated the 20th of the month of Iyar, in which you write about the schedule of the study in for the summer, and from the addition of the number of students, Sheyichyu, and the addition, the Rebbe says, for sure you mean that is an addition on the students that were in the last period, and that they are all continuing in their studies in the Kodesh. So basically, it's not just that more students than last summer, but more than this addition already for the students that were in this past in the past period, and they're all learning, continuing and learning in Kodesh. But the Rebbe says it's still troubling. The Rebbe says it's painful that there's such a small addition, especially when we talk about the demands of the time and what's necessary. This should be more should be additional growth. The Rebbe is not happy with the growth that's there now, and the Rebbe says that it was proper what you did, that you allowed the students to travel to Miron on the clear day of Lag BaOmer, and for many reasons. I mean, because some people say you're wasting time of learning the Rebbe actually in the previous letter says some should go, some not should go. Otherwise, we have to look up in the different letters. But the Rebbe says, very good. Rebbe says sometimes there's a verse that says it's a time to do for Hashem, even if it takes away from Torah. Eid lasis l'Hashem goymer hefeyde teresacha, which means, yes, it took away time from learning, it's the traveling time and everything else, but sometimes that's important, that we need to do it for the demand of that time. The Rebbe says, for sure, I don't have to encourage you to keep your contact with the new people that you came across when you were in Miron, and you encourage them to do mitzvahs, because all as such required, you need to keep up, keep in touch, to strengthen from time to time, at least communicate in writing if you can't actually visit them face to face. But the Rebbe says just a one-time thing is not gonna cut it. You need to keep up the communication if you can't meet face to face. So the Rebbe says, this is obvious, I'm sure you're gonna do that. And the Rebbe says, this is true for all those who are putting in effort and spreading the wellspring and Yiddishkeit in general, to keep your contacts, keep in and stay connected. The Rebbe blesses him using the language of the Rebbe, which is my father-in-law, to receive the Torah, b'simcha b'pnimius. That is so. The Rebbe is acknowledging that there is more students for the coming semester, basically. But the Rebbe says it's not more than the previous, but it's more than what I already had before. And yet the Rebbe is not so happy. He says it's painful that there is such small progress, especially according to the demand of the hour and the necessity, we need more students. And the Rebbe says it's okay that they went to Miron, even though they need to wasted some time, but that's the proper thing that he did. And the Rebbe says, encourages him to keep the connections that he made with the new people, because those things need to keep up the one time, or is not sufficient. And this is true, the Rebbe says, in all those who are active in spreading Hasidus and Yiddishkeit.